you guys were 72-67. It seemed like you guys were in the game. And can you, what happened after that? Or what did you see out there?
Well, we just... we got to come off the bench with more intensity. I think a couple times when we're trying to stretch out, we're getting concerned with minutes, and we're trying to stretch out guys, and we have to be ready to play right away when we come in. We can't come in like casual for a minute or so and, you know, get warmed up and then turn it up. We thought that timeout, I don't know if that was the timeout. I thought the three-minute timeout at the end of the third was big. It was very similar to the Phoenix timeout the other night. It was just, you could kind of sense it was a critical time in the game, and we just turned it over. I mean, turnovers in just second half, turnovers were just, and it was the turnovers, most of them led to layups. It was like a turnover and a breakaway layup. I think we had three in almost the identical spot where they just got more aggressive and turned up the heat defensively, and we just weren't strong enough with the ball. And then from that point on, we just hung our heads. It was, you know, we didn't compete in the fourth quarter the way we normally compete, which is, you know, very disappointing. I'm sure there was a little bit of fatigue in there, but we didn't compete. But the turnovers and the breakaways and I thought just the number of times it took us a while to get going when guys came into the game. We got to, you know, particularly if you're coming in against frontline guys, you got to come in and you got to be a little more aggressive than we were. I thought we did a good job getting back in it. After the way we started the game, I thought we did a real good job getting back in it. And I thought we hung for most of the third. I thought we were in decent shape. But we, I think from that timeout on, I didn't look at the running score yet, but I think from that timeout on, especially in the fourth quarter, we really played like we were running in sand, very lethargic, and I just didn't think we competed as well as we normally compete.
And you kind of touched on this yesterday, but do you think that the different time change and playing at a different time and all that made
it part? Yeah, I'm sure it played a little bit of a part, Purse, but I mean, the fact that it all happened late, but I think a lot more of it had to do with, you know, Deshaun Stevenson and Caron Butler and their guys. You know, I mean, I think, yeah, we got tired and we ran out of gas, but I think a lot of it was just a little bit of emotional, too. You know, maybe some guys were, you know, either not as rested as they should have been, or we're trying to play so hard and we're so emotional. We just kind of, I mean, we were so lethargic. It was unbelievable in the fourth quarter. And, I'm sure it played a little bit of a part, but that's not being fair to them. I just thought they played particularly there. They just kind of grabbed at us and broke it open. And they were just, you know, kind of ripping the ball out of our hands, or, you know, making aggressive plays. And we didn't match their intensity, their defensive intensity. I mean, we were executing well on offense, too, but it was more we didn't match their defensive intensity. They continued to play the way they were. You know, I was really happy with the way we played after that initial spurt, and even deep in the third. I thought three minutes to go in the third, I thought we were okay. I knew we were going to have to start rotating guys in to get some fresh people in there. But it wasn't like the other night. I was saying I thought our bench could have been the difference. I don't think our bench was we didn't lose because of the bench today. But I thought in both halves, we didn't come in aggressive and get something done right away. We were real tentative and all of a sudden got back on our heels. And then in the first half, we were able to respond finally. We never did, and we're still waiting to respond in the late third quarter and all the fourth quarter.
Look, it's frustrating when in Phoenix you guys push the Suns all the way to the final minute, and then